patients to seek alternative care. This connection, added to my military pension, was providing me with a solid income of well over £300 a year. I was rising early, greeting each day with resolute happiness. I was engaged to be married this fall for the third time, and was quite certain that together with my lovely wife, we would enjoy life until our days together on the earth were done. I could not have been more content. Sherlock Holmes could not have been more miserable, without a truly creative criminal with whom to match wits, without any unusual nefarious puzzles to be solved. Sherlock Holmes was indulging overly often in his dangerous 7% solution, and complaining about the petty and utterly predictable cases that had been presented to him for the past year. From time to time, I would hum a few lines from our dear friends Bill Gilbert and Art Sullivan that I knew would rouse him from his sullenness. When the enterprising burglar's not a burgling, when the cutthroat isn't occupied in crime, he loves to hear the little brook a-gurgling and listen to the merry village chimes. Holmes would be sure to respond with, "Blast it, Watson, if you must be humming tunes from the stage, could you not at least remember something from that infernal nonsense Pinafore?" "Yes, of course, my dear Holmes," I would reply. "But you must admit that our times are splendid. Truly the best of times, are they not?"